We're holding here in Amud Kuf Nun Dalet. So he was speaking about matzah, and he was speaking about the chizek nechipozon. Now we spoke about last time. And he explains the inyan of matzah contains gula because of the musik of chizek nechipozon, which we said that at some places when you need to make a break with something, we need to break with a process. The only way to do it is through chipozon and to decide an instant and so on and so forth. And later on, for the issues that happen when you do it, Sfiras Omer was a very clear pattern and process that put things back again. Now we ask the kasha. I vodi se b'sifri omer b'shimer lo menekar matzah lechem oini al shem inu shenis anu b'mitzray. So the implication of lechem oini is not cheres, it's hefer cheres. So how does that work? Ein apirush amatzay romas leinui, rak svira le kimishes tagula yesh la shibud gam kik moshe isvara. Olefikha nikra amatzay lechem oini, aloyshe te amatzay mera la shibud is oinoi, einoi rak de svira le kimadregas acheres shemera la vamatzay, the madrega zoiz gam kik oinya shibud. Let's talk about this point. It's a point that the Maral makes in different ways in other places, but let's learn it up over here. There's a klal, there's a logical klal that, for instance, in math, you have on a graph, on a quadrant, you have different axes. You have an x-axis, a y-axis. You can make a three-dimensional one, you can put in a z-axis. And in as many dimensions, you have different axes. It's only possible to have an axis if you have values, positive and negative. It's possible to have different aspects, then there's an overriding quality that both are positive. For instance, if let's say everything in the world was absolute zero, that's the temperature it had, and it could never get warmer than absolute zero. So it's not the pshat that there's nothing warm in the world. There's nothing cold either, because cold defines itself as an opposite value to hot. Heat is the axis, that's the concept, and hot and cold are the variations of it. So therefore, if everything had to be absolute zero, it's not everything would be cold. Cold and hot would not mean anything. They would be meaningless terms, because where there is nothing defined as heat, there's nothing defined as cold, and vice versa. When you have, for instance, good and bad, if there is nothing that can define itself as bad, nothing can define itself as good. It's just by definition like that, because the axis of moral behavior doesn't exist if there is no bad to give it meaning, and the same thing is true, and therefore good wouldn't exist, and so on. The Zohar HaKadosh says it in his lashon, Leka Nehoira Ela Dafuki Megoy Chashucha. Light is only shining when there's darkness. So anything that has two qualities to it has an overriding quality that includes both of them. It's of the world of heat when it's possible to have something hot and cold. Cheirus, you take an animal, take a shur. A shur doesn't have really free will. He's not a ben chorin in the sense that we would call a human being a ben chorin, to make decisions, to plan for life, to set his goals, to set his values, to have his opinions. I mean, the shur can be working the farm or not working the farm, but ben chorin is not easily described a shur. A shur that is not domesticated is a wild shur. He's not a free shur. Therefore, the flip side is also the word enslaved is not possible to apply to a shur, because if he can never be free, then he can't be enslaved either. Enslaving and freedom are part of, they are the positive and negative values of an axis of chayrin, and absent one, you don't have the other. So matzah, tachlis matzah, is an expression of chayrus, the Maral says. But it's called lechem oini, oini being the description of the value of the set of values that pertain to freedom or to enslavement. So where you have a ben chorin, you can have an evet. So lechem oni is borrowed simply, it's the lechem that describes our freedom situation or our enslavement situation. But so it happens to describe the freedom. But the name of that situation is the level of enslavement, etc. That's one hesbet he gives. It's not that the matzah points to the shibud itself. In the darga, in the axis of wherever there exists cheirus, there exists only and so on and so forth. Then he says a second connection. Reilcha mitzvah haPesach shenechem matzamor. Pesach is eating of matzamor. Ka Pesach hu she'onder l'Hashem Yisbarach shehu echad. U'Hashem Yisbarach shehu echad shtei amidos. Ash echad matzamor alcheirus v'ashniya shibut. Ki mishu echad yesh biyod shtei amidos k'ma sheyisbarach. So one darga. So he's now explaining when Pesach zushana oichlim. The chiyuv to eat matzah maris together with Pesach. So he says two nekudas about why that is so. One is a simpler nekuda, that those things, the same place that shivut comes from, cheres comes from, simply because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echad includes both. So it's not the pshat we happen to be in shivut. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the hashgacha of Shibud, it includes the hashgacha of Cheirus as well. Simply by definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad means that the two midas are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu one and the same, like we just explained. Freedom and enslavement are part of a larger value, and Cheirus, in a big sense, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And then he says a second Kneich, Oishetoyma, the second point he says is, he said before he spoke by Richus, and it goes as follows. The Kuzari, when he speaks, when the Melech is talking to the Kuzari about Klal Yisrael, and he says, you know, take a look, Klal Yisrael is real neb and washed up and devastated and so on and so forth, and terrible, and the other umos are doing so well and so fine. You know, isn't it time to admit that they are that they're really the emes and so on? That's sort of what the Kuzari is saying to the Chava. The Chava answers two things about Klal Yisrael that umos olam never had. First of all, that no other umma had a Kadosh Baruch Hu speak through the Nevi'im, through their Beis HaMikdash, and so on. The second point is, nobody else's Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav because they did Averis. What makes and breaks the history of Umas Olam are the laws of history. There are, history is a science of sorts. We can kind of construct a little history for every nation. Young, strong, dynamic tribe settles. Young, strong, dynamic tribe conquers decadent, fat rulers. Young, strong, dynamic tribe establishes empire. Young, strong, dynamic tribe becomes fat and decadent. New, young, strong tribe conquers old, decadent empire. That covers most of history, you know, from A to Z. There's a natural ebb and flow of history. Klal Yisrael doesn't have that history. Klal's history is Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lemoshel, if a person, let's say, is very, very self-disciplined with his workers, with his employees, he's cool and hires and fires depending on how well they do their job, etc., etc., etc. He never has any great relationship with them, never blows up. Somebody close with, a spouse, children, you tend to have intensely strong relationships and sometimes blowouts. But the blowouts are a product of the same thing that the strong, intense relationship is. There is a strong relationship there, and that causes both. So when I have a worker, as long as he's doing his job well, I pay him, and that's it, and, you know, and that's the beginning, it's the end of it. Klal Yisrael's history is dictated by something very different, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we look at both the Cheirus and the Shibud and the Tsaris and the Tsar, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we eat Pesach al Matzah Zemrorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us through Matzah and through Merorim. So when we eat it together, we get the full picture. Karm Pesach is the Kesher after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Kesher produces Tkufis of good and Tkufis of difficulty, depending on the Kesher itself. Avul, Bizman Shem Yisam Migdash, Mikayim HaMitzu Lechol Matzu Morav Shozat HaMatzmai. When we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really. We don't have a Karm Pesach, which shows the Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not quite there. But we still eat matzah morer because we see the results of our kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't quite perceive the kesher itself. So that's why the chiyuv is to eat matzah and morer together. So his point is over here that the one of two ways, either matzah marah together, two opposites come from a common, if something are true opposites, there's a common denominator that includes both of them, and that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a more mechanical type of thing. Or the second point, which is the same, the fact that we have a personal Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces both matzah and morer, the hard times and the good times. Omnam, Eina morer min ha-Torah l'shnei taimin. Why don't we have today morer min ha-Torah? It's only Rabbanan. Two reasons. Ha-echad ke-eina morer hu zmane beis ha-cheres. So he says, morer is not really shayach to when there's cheres already. It's finished. That kuf is over. Af. Even though we just got through saying that Klal Yisrael was kind of both middles, they're both part of a package deal. It's finished. There never will be a Shibud Mitzrayim again. So he's explaining like this. When there was a Beis HaMikdash here, the Korban Pesach is the guf of the Avodah, which means our Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem what happens at Beis HaMikdash. So what we're saying when we eat Pesach Matzah Mor is this Pesach, which means we're tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that tie produces either Matzah Mor. Today, when we don't have a Korban Pesach, we're talking about the matz of today. We're talking about the matz of Cheres and Shibud. And so Cheres is Iker. In other words, that is the matz of the day that we came out from Mitzrayim, we became Bechor and Loilam. And the Mur is just there to remind us, so that's only the Rabbanim. So when it's together as a part of a package, then it becomes a Deraisa. If it's separate, matz exists today, Mur doesn't exist. Let's just finish this paragraph. Hamatzah min ha-Torah mor rabbanan. Ki mitzvah rabbanan hi loyma. Ki madregas ha-cheirus va madregas ha-shibud kol echad hu. So the first point he makes is, it's the Rabbanan said, even though today we're in a matzav of cheirus, we're still required to say that shibud comes from the same place. There's a second point here, and this is v'oytam sheni ki mitzvus hamorer hamoyer la shibud af kibo min Hashem yisbarach shibud ein zerak mitzara mekabel. This is a yisoid that he says different places. Let's explain this. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Tov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu only is Meitiv. So Tov, in its real sense, is the way we understand it. It's Tov, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Things that are pleasant, things that are good and that are full of chayim and tov and so on and so forth. Sometimes, if there is a need for some sort of tikkun, if there's a need for being tough or hard, it's because the only way we will accept it is when it's a little, when it's coming down tough. For instance, if somebody, if we're not dealing with a child, let's say, we're dealing with a stranger, so I don't have necessarily the sense that I want to do good to him. If I like him, I want to do good to him. If I don't like him, I just like to shove him out of the way. I'd like to be nasty to him, whatever it is. So there, my relationship is not necessarily good. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be good to the person. If it's a person I like, I will be good. If it's I don't like, I'm not going to be so good. Let's say it's somebody like a child, that I be'etzim like him. But sometimes acting nice is not going to produce good results. And I need to be tough, strict, whatever it is. So there I can say like this. Mitzad mi, it's hatava. The way the child can accept it is only if it comes with toughness, strictness, etc. So there is no mara that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim. The Maral says this as an explanation. Why is it that a nevuah tov can never, you can't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go back on, and a nevuah ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back on? So the Maral says, because a nevuah tov is essentially emes. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will do good. That statement is true to the very core of that statement. And emes doesn't become bottle. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will punish, that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will force you back into the mode of good, which right now seems to be through harshness. There's never a statement by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do bad to you. So therefore, the emes of the statement is not, I will deny you rain, but the emes of the statement is, I will deny you rain till you realize what you're supposed to do. So therefore, tov is an atzmius thing. The klal is, the difference between the raisa and the rabbanans, people always ask, I mean, if the rabbanans are right, why didn't the Torah think of it first? That's like a classical question. The answer is, Torah deals with essential truths, and the Rabbanan deal with necessary implementation. Shabbos, Muktzah is not a melacha. But if you don't keep Muktzah, you will do melacha. So it's like when somebody brings a window to the house, he brings a window, and then he has to fit on the side, chisel away a little bit, add a little stuff, and so on. So the window is straight and perfect the way it should be. Every house has its own little quirks, and you need to fill in or to chisel, whatever it is. The Tov is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essential doing. And Tov, you can always say, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ra is never Ra essentially. That's why in Nevuah Ra, when you do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes it, he's not changing his statement, he's fulfilling his statement. So the Ra, the Tov quality of it was always as apropos you. For you now, this seems to be the right mahalach for the tov, and if you change, then things are different. So that's why matzah is a doraisa, because it's the tov be'etzim, and that's minat Torah. Murr is the rabbanan, because it's just the chetimtza needed at this and this point. And let's finish this paragraph here. Ozyon Hashem Yisbach Hashem HaKab. Amin Hashem Yisbach Bar Toiv Kashidua. Ve'afim Meiveh Shibut Umeiveh Yisilatachas HaToiv. Shibud is always there to bring you somewhere. On the fig of Moras only is not Minat Torah unless it's together with the Pesach and it's one and the same. With Vermeil says Amitim Abrurim Maot. So we'll leave with those words that this is the Hezbah in the Matzah, Mar, and Pesach, how they work together. Pesach is the essential kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzah and Mar is the manifestations of that kesher. Matzah is be'etzim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Mar is always there as a hechatimtza. Matzah in its own right can be the Raisa. Mar in its own right is only the Rabbanan, because it belongs to the world of just means to get to a certain kachas. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.